According to Isaiah Kelly, a 20-year-old SUNY Geneseo sophomore from Brighton, this all began a few weeks ago when one of the issues the campus was having had to do with asbestos found in a college library. Kelly poked fun at the situation with a parody account on Twitter. The social media company told him he'd have to change the name of the account, and after a power outage on the Geneseo campus last week, Kelly started posting some more comments poking fun. After those tweets, Kelly last week found he'd been locked out of the parody account by Twitter. The entire situation is getting a lot of media attention, including a recent web article on Business Insider, a national publication. SUNY Geneseo officials released a statement saying they support creative expression, even if the joke is about them, but they say Twitter determined that Kelly's parody account violated a policy about impersonating another account and turned over access to SUNY Geneseo. Kelly is surprised that Twitter did that.
We're a pretty small campus, maybe like 5,000, 6,000. I would understand if like the SUNY Geneseo page was followed by a ton of people, but for Twitter to just hand it over when it's not that big of a, not deal, but that big of like an account, I think it's pretty crazy.
Kelly still has his own personal Twitter account, but the parody account, which was created through his college email, has been locked. He's hoping it could be unlocked, and more importantly, Kelly says he hopes the whole episode just leads to better communication between SUNY Geneseo and its students. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.